What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The day is all about the 45th and 47th president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. We obviously will spend a great deal of time talking about the inauguration. We will not spend the entire show on it, but the entire first hour will be on it. Notable part of the last hour will be on it, but we will also do other parts of our show. If you listened to Donald Trump's second inauguration speech, I want you to tell me right now through a phone call or text your number one takeaway from a speech. That is history. 60th inauguration in our country's history, which is over, and there is a great deal of symbolism, Dave Harrigan, which is taking place right now. The 46th president and the former first lady, Joe and Jill Biden, are about to take the helicopter and leave. Right now, they are shaking hands with the former vice president, Kamala Harris, the former first man, Doug Emhoff. They are next to Donald John Trump. And is that the hamburger? No, that's Melania Trump with the helicopter right there. And we've watched footage of this dozens and dozens of times, right? Whether it's you remember watching it live or you've watched the footage of it. And it's history unfolding where Biden's going to leave the U.S. Capitol for Joint Base Andrews. Joe Biden has been a creature of D.C., since the early 70s, senator, decade after decade after decade, ran for president 1988, 2000, 2008, wanted to run 2016, ran in 20, ran in 24, and he's leaving Washington, D.C. right now as they walk towards Marine One, the former president, the former first lady with Donald Trump and Melania engaging in seemingly good-natured conversation. What strikes you as you see this as we're about to get the farewell wave from Joe Biden to D.C.?
It's America at its best right now.
Yeah.
It is the thing we hope for every 4 years or 8 years in case of a re-election, but it's... Yeah, so far, so good.
Yep.
Through the hundreds of years now, we have another peaceful transfer of power. As you said, it's cordial. It seems friendly. God knows it's probably not when you really dig into things. But for all intents and purposes, for the image that this projects to the rest of the world, this is a great thing.
We obviously did not have it in 2021, this walk. The walk has ended. Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Looked like Donald Trump spoke to Joe Biden for about 5-10 seconds. And hugs were exchanged between Melania Trump and Jill Biden. Joe Biden and Jill Biden are on the helicopter right now. There was not a final wave from Joe Biden. He just jumped on the helicopter. And right now, Donald Trump and Melania Trump are standing next to the vice president and his wife, the Vances. And they will stay and they will watch the helicopter take off. And Joe Biden is a part of the story today. There, obviously, Donald Trump was an extraordinarily large part of the story 4 years ago today, Dave Farragut, because he would not acknowledge the reality that he had lost. And this final affirmation of his victory is something I've said in thousands of others. It's not unique to me. It is the greatest political comeback of all time. He pulled off maybe the greatest upset of all time in defeating Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then to come back and do this is rather stunning. Why is Joe Biden a part of the story today, Dave? All the pardons. General Mark Milley, Tony Fauci, but then family members, and it's announced while he's at the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So for the folks who have felt like these are the strong vocal opponents of Joe Biden, that when Tony Fauci says it's all science, I did nothing wrong, why do you need a pardon? And for individuals who have claimed there is a Biden crime family, you know what they see today? They see affirmation. They don't have enough proof. James Comer didn't have enough proof because he tried for years in Congress. But today, family members of Joe Biden received a preemptive pardon going back 10 years. And the audio is everywhere. We could play it. In fact, maybe we should get it for former Congressman Dean Phillips, who's going to join us in 20 minutes, where Joe Biden is participating in, I believe, his first interview after becoming the president-elect, when there are all sorts of rumors about preemptive pardons that Donald Trump was considering, and he would offer some of those. And Joe Biden was, we won't do that. We won't do that. He did. He did, including family members. We obviously had it about a month ago or 6 weeks ago with Hunter Biden. So Joe Biden is a part of the story for one more day, Dave. And then that's it. in a prominent way. Joe Biden has said, when he was asked in one of the very few press conferences he gave at the end, because let's be honest, they were worried how he would hold up. And they've been worried how he was holding up probably since the day he took the oath, in reality, that he'll be heard from. Do you really think we're going to hear a lot of Joe Biden over the next couple of years?
No.
I don't either.
No.
I don't either. On the speech itself by Donald Trump, predictable, typical. Did you think there was anything different? And again, if you believe in Donald Trump, which, you know, he garnered 76 million votes. I think it's kind of silly when people keep saying, well, half the country voted for him. We have 350 million people. You know, Joe Biden didn't garner over half the votes either, going back to 2020, when he garnered 81 million, right? But of those who voted, Donald Trump had a decisive victory, period and simple. It's not the popular vote, although he won that by, what, about a million? Is that where we're at now? But it was all about the swing states, and he won those swing states 7-0. It was, you know, He was playing the hits. He was playing and saying a lot of the things that, to be honest, Dave, that he said since he came down the elevator.
Yeah, and it was much of what we expected, you know, as far as the executive orders. We heard that all in the news the last couple of weeks, what was going to happen day one. And he went through the laundry list of immigration and border and blah, blah, blah.
The golden age of America begins right now. I'm just going to highlight some of the key phrases I thought. America's decline is over. We now have a government that can't manage a single crisis at home. His opponents tried to take my freedom and my life. He believes his life was saved by God to make America great again. And again, we talked about government efficiency, this new external revenue service, plenty on immigration, national emergency of the southern border, remain in Mexico policy. He added, we are on the verge of the four greatest years in our country's history. So I want your major takeaway from today. For me, predictable, typical speech. Biden, his polling numbers will drop even further by the pardoning of his family members. Is there any doubt?
I don't think he can go up from that.
No. It's going to go down. There will be even more Democrats and independents who will say, wait, if they're not guilty, why are you doing this? I did not vote for Donald Trump in 16. Didn't give it one second's thought. Didn't vote for him in 20. Didn't vote for him in 24. Didn't give it a second's thought at any point. However, I hope he's the greatest president in our country's history. I hope he proves me 100% wrong. I hope our country prospers. I hope we have unqualified success all across the country. Across wealth, gender, age, race, everything. I hope that, of course, he is going to stay true to his principles. But I hope he turns the clock back to the guy he was most of his life, a deal maker and a centrist. That's who he was in New York. He was obviously fiscally the right of center. But he was left to center on social issues. Show us, Mr. President, and you're my president. I have zero interest with anybody who says whether it's Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George Washington, now Donald Trump. He's not my president. Yeah, he is. There's only one president, and we only have one right now, and that's Donald John Trump. I hope he has success. What is your dominant takeaway from what happened with the speech and the way Joe Biden is leaving Washington, D.C.? I'm not the type of individual who gets as excited by symbolism and pageantry as others, but I think today is a stunning day. And it always is. To see our leaders come together and a peaceful transfer of power, which Donald Trump would not let happen, try to prevent it in every possible way in 2021, but he benefits from it today. I think it is a sign of our strength, and I hope we will still come together. But the number one person who can be a part of it, and it's way more than him, but the person who can drive that is the 47th president of the United States, Donald Trump. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Love your phone calls. Love your texts. Agree, disagree. Reach out right now at WCCO.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Former Congressman Dean Phillips in 10. What do we have for a music theme today, Dave Harrigan?
You heard it there from the Kings of Leon. It's the comeback story of a lifetime, Chad. The comeback has been completed officially. It's official. So we're talking comebacks all morning long, or all afternoon long, I should say.
I like Kings of Leon, too.
Who doesn't? They're tremendous.
Let's read a bevy of texts. My number one takeaway, the pendulum has been far to the left. Now we'll instantly swing to the right. Well, certainly they have the power to do it. They have their own version of the trifecta.
Yeah, and if you heard the speech, it's already swung.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why listen, he wins. Elections have consequences. So
really?
I just created that phrase.
Heard that.
But I would like to see some attempts to reach out to the center. I'm not asking him to reach out to AOC or Ilhan Omar, where also Donald Trump and Ilhan are going to agree on, you know, 70% of the things. But for the 30, 40, 50% of the country that's somewhere in the middle, and that's where Donald Trump was for most of his life until he saw an opportunity, and it's worked out magnificently. It has. He's been elected twice. He says three times. Reach out to where you used to be. More text. There was way too much God and anti-LGBTQ. This is scary. I feel like we're about to live the Handmaid's Tale out. Did you see the military video they played at Trump's weekend rally? It felt like some amateur stitched it together. It was weird as hell mixing Full Metal Jacket with Pride. I did not see that. Saw the YMCA.
Who didn't?
And Donald up there doing the dance. It's another one of those moments where you're like, if somebody would have told you that in 2013, that after Biden and making, or excuse me, Obama was making fun of him, that he not only was going to win, but win twice. And while he's telling us there are only two genders, male and female,
that's it.
He's dancing to YMCA by some viewed as the gay anthem.
Why doesn't he put the arms up for the YMCA, too? He just does the Trump dance, but, you know, get the letters going.
Well, J.D. did that. at another event. But I think Donald feels like he's got his dance and it's working.
Maybe that's it. Keep it tight.
Stunning, reading your text, stunning is how I would put it, to the Biden pardons to Trump's ridiculous speech. Texter, hope you retain the right to speak your mind freely in WCC over the next 4 years. We're going to need you. I know this comes up sometimes with both sides, especially after George Soros bought Odyssey. Since I started at WDGY in 1990, which turned into KFAN in 92, no one has said, you're not allowed to say this, or you have to say this. That was a great freedom set up by Mick Anselmo, continued by Greg Swedberg and Dan Seaman and Chad Abbott and here. Now, here, and this will shock some of our diehard conservatives, have we had some conservative program directors? For sure. Bob Schomper and Andy Bloom were definitely righties. And were there conversations about, in particular, Bloom, about how do you think you should approach this? But in the end, they 100% left it to me. You get to disagree with me or agree or sometimes agree, sometimes disagree. But the idea that these are marching orders somehow, that never happens. It just doesn't happen around the country. People vote against him, her, them, there, on and on. Trump was clear about two genders, male and female. There is a lot of wokeness, Dave, in this country. There's no doubt. There's also a lot of anti-hatred towards LGBTQ, right? There's a lot of that. So you can do both where the left is so obsessed, the further left is so obsessed with checking boxes, but then some of the further right is so obsessed with hating, as opposed to maybe I personally don't identify, but if these adults, not kids, but if these adults feel this way, I'm going to respect their wishes. We can criticize either side and somewhere come to the middle. It really isn't that tough, is it?
It shouldn't be.
It should not be. I can't help to think that his youngest son will be the youngest president in U.S. history. This is Texter. He does look a lot like Dad, doesn't he? I hope it's only four more years. Have my doubts. Well, I'm on record. I think he's going to run again. Dave laughs at me. Chad, you aren't curious how Joe Biden and his family received millions of dollars around the country and hid in 20 different shell companies. That reporting has been driven by individuals who, when they needed to prove it, could not do it. Am I suspicious of Joe Biden and his lack of ability to do his job the last 4 years? Hell yes. Were some of those reports of money raising eyebrows? Yes. But there was too much that James Comer had the whole world available to him in the Congress trying to prove it, and he couldn't do it. So, but for those who believe like this Texter does, and that may not agree, when he pardons key family members today, you know what they say? I told you so. And I can't fault him. Dean Phillips next.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.